वन्देहं श्रीगुरु.
The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st canto, 13th chapter, text number 12, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 3rd of June, 1974, in Geneva, Switzerland.
Sri Rupam Chakrajatam.
Translation. Thus being questioned by Maharaj Yudhisthira, Mahatma Vidura gradually described everything that he personally experienced except the news of the annihilation of the Yadu dynasty.
Ittukta dharmarajina sarvam tat samabarna yathanubhutam kramasa vina jadukula khayam. Jadukula khayam. Yadu dynasty and Krishna was present, the family members were about 10 million. This is Krishna. Everything is wonderful. He married 16,108 wives. And each wife had 10 children. And each child begot another 10 children. In this way, the Jadukul was a very big family. So, they were destroyed. There are 2 comments on this point. Why Jadukul was destroyed by Krishna's plan? The 1 comment is that if they would continue to live, then the same misconception that a Brahmin is born Brahmin family, they would continue to speak that we are also gods because we are born of God's family, Krishna's family. Just like in India, there is a class, they call themselves a Nityananda Vamsa, descendants of Lord Nityananda. But that does not actually happen. And another comment is that all these members of Jaduku, they appeared in the Jadukul just to enhance the opulence of Krishna, but they came from different heavenly planets to help Krishna in his incarnation. Just a big man, wherever he goes, there are many others also go there to help him. When a king goes somewhere, the king does not go alone. He goes with his secretaries, his military commanders, and so many other companions. So these Jadukulas were like that. They came to help Krishna's lila pastime within this material world. So some of them were born as sons of Krishna, some of them as grandsons, as great-grandsons. And Krishna did not want to leave them behind. Krishna was planning to go back to his Vaikuntha, Vrindavan planet. So he did not like that they should remain. They should also go back. Now, to go back means they must meet death after, because otherwise it is unnatural. So, and who can kill them? Nobody can kill them. There is also another point. The family of Krishna, there is no power in the whole world that anybody could kill them. So the Krishna planned that they should be killed amongst themselves by fighting. That's another lesson is that if we fight amongst ourselves, even we belong to the family of Krishna, we are winning. This is the instance of Jadukul. Although they belong to Krishna family directly, still, because they fought amongst themselves, they were all banished, vanquished. So, this was not a very palatable incident. Vidura, when he was asked by Maharaj Yudhishthira about the family members of Jagukul, he did not describe it because they are very thickly related as family members. So it would be a great shock to the Pandava that Jagukul, descendants of the Jagukul, have been annihilated in such an unpalatable way. So he did not describe. Jathānu bhūtaṁ kramasa ityukta dharmarājena sarvaṁ tat samavarna. He described everything. Binā jadukulak svayam. Binā means without. Without the incident how the jadukul was destroyed by fighting amongst themselves. Nanna priyam dhudvishaṁ nidāṁ svayam upasthitam nāvedayat sākaruna dukkitān dastamakkama. He did not describe because he did not like also to see the Pandavas would be sorry. He went back to his home after so many years and they were receiving them. And at that time, Vidura did not like to see them aggrieved on account of this incident. Kaścit kālam athāva asīt satkita devavat sukham bhrātu jeshta sasriyas shiyaski sarvesām sukhamāvahan. Vidura left his home for good. It is not that he has again come back to live with his family members, no. His only purpose was that his elder brother, Dhritarashtra, was rotting there. He lost everything. He lost his kingdom, lost his sons, grandsons and everything. Still, he could not give up the so-called material happiness. He was, of course, these Pandavas, they were treating Maharaj and Dhritarashtra and his wife Gandhari very godlessly as the head of the family, but he was not ashamed that he intrigued so much difficulties and plots against the Pandavas. There was big fight, Kurukshetra, in which he lost everything. Still he was living under their care for some material comfort. This was very shameful affair. So Vidura was very much attached to Maharaj Dhritarashtra. Therefore, bhrātur jeshtasya śreyaskīt. Bhrātu means brother and jeshta means elder. So, actually Vidur went there for the benefit of Dhritarashtra. Therefore, kaścit kālam athā avāsīt. He decided to live at home along with the family member for some time. Avāsīt, kṛta, satkṛta devavat sukham. He was living just like in the opulence of demigods, because they are all nephews. Pandavas were so well-behaved, cultured, devotees, and Vidura was devotee. So he was treated just like devavat, godly. That is required. Just like whenever I go anywhere, they treat me very nicely. I live very comfortably. Similarly, Vidura was treated by the Pandavas to live very comfortably. Devavat, just like godly standard. But he did not live there for getting some material comfort. His aim was that this poor man, Dhritarashtra, my elder brother, he has not yet been lessened there. What is the value of this material comfort? He was living shamelessly. So he wanted to instruct him, and thus he lived there for some time.
Kanchit kalam athavasit satkita devavas sukham bhratu jeshtas sasyaskit sarvisham sukhamav.
So although he specially lived in the palace for the benefit of his elder brother, still, so long he lived, it was a very pleasing time for all of them. Because he was living not as a dull or dumb man, he was speaking about Krishna, therefore everyone was feeling very happy. Saintly person like Vidura must be treated as well as a denizen from heaven, as well as a denizen from heaven.
Yes.
If any saintly person comes at home, formerly this was the system. In our childhood we have seen many saintly person used to come, and my father used to receive them very nicely, some of them. Still the system is, if you go to any Indian village, and I mean to say those who are sannyasis, saintly person, they are received very well. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was touring in South India, so many Brahmins were coming to invite him. That is the system. He hasn't got to bother for his food or shelter any place. That is the system. So Vidura, he was a saintly person. He was received by the Pandavas and treated just like denizens. In those days, denizens of heavenly planets used to visit homes like that of Maharaj Yudhishthira, and sometimes persons like Arjuna and others used to visit our planets to get information. Arjuna also went to the heavenly planets, and persons from heaven, when there was big yagyas, sacrifice, they used to come and visit Indra, Chandra. And sometimes person like Narada is a spaceman who can travel unrestrictedly, not only within the material universe, but also in the spiritual universe. Wherever he wanted, he could go. He can go, he's still living, not there. Even Narada used to visit the palace of Maharaj Yudhishthira, and what to speak of other celestial demigods. It is only the spiritual culture of the people concerned that makes interplanetary travel possible. Even in the present body, Maharaj Yudhishthira therefore received Vidura in the manner of a reception offered to the demigod. This example means demigods were visiting. Mahatma Vidura had already adopted the renounced order of life, and therefore he did not return to his paternal palace to enjoy some material comfort. He accepted out of his own mercy that was offered to him by the Maharaj Yudhishthira, but the purpose of living in the palace was to deliver his too much materially attached elder brother, Dhritarashtra. Dhritarashtra lost all his state and descendants in the fight with Maharaj Yudhishthira, and still, due to his sense of helplessness, he did not feel ashamed to accept the charity and hospitality of Maharaj Yudhishthira. Suppose you create some enemy, always fought with your enemy, so if you accept his hospitality and live there thinking that I am living very comfortably, it is not very good sense. On the part of Maharaj Yudhishthira, it was quite in order to maintain his uncle in a befitting manner, but acceptance of such magnanimous hospitality by Dhritarashtra was not at all desirable. He accepted it because thought that there was no other alternative. Vidura particularly came to enlighten Rashtra and to give him a leap to the higher status of spiritual cognition. It is the duty of the enlightened soul to deliver the fallen ones, and Vidura came to that reason. But talks of spiritual enlightenment are so repressing that while instructing Dhritarashtra, Vidura attracted the attention of all the members of the family, and all of them took pleasure in hearing him patiently. This is the way of spiritual realization. The message should be heard attentively, and if spoken by realized soul, it will act on the dormant heart of the conditioned soul. And by continuously hearing, one can attain the perfect stage of self-realization. Therefore, śravanam is very essential. Śravanam kirtanam viṣṇu smaranam pādaśim. So in all our centers, this process should be followed. We have got now so many books. Simply, if we read books, our Yogeshwar Prabhu is very enthusiastic to read books. So everyone should read books and others should hear. That is very essential, śravanam. The more you hear, we have got so many books. Whatever is already published, just like we are describing one verse daily, so at least there are so many verses already in stock, you can go on speaking for 50 years. These books are already published. You can go on. There will be no one stock. So this practice should be adopted. Don't waste time. As much as possible, try to hear about this transcendental subject matter, Bhagavatam, yad vaishnavanam priya. It is stated that this was Bhagavatam is very, very dear to the Vaishnavas, to the devotees. In Vrindavan you will find, they are always reading Srimad Bhagavatam. That is their life and soul. So now we have got already 6 volumes and further, how many 8 volumes are coming? So you'll have enough stuff. So you should read Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu. That is the main business. That is pure devotional service. Because we cannot devote 24 hours in hearing and chanting, therefore we have extended our activities, program activities in so many ways. Otherwise, Srimad Bhagavatam is so nice. If you practice anywhere, any condition, simply by reading Srimad Bhagavatam, you'll be happy. So adopt this practice and make your spiritual life perfect more and more. Thank you very much.